Thank you. So we have now still Janine, and then we go to the Eric. Also, his hand came up. So Janine and Eric, and then the general public. So Janine, go ahead. Questions to Michael?
Thanks, Zeri. I just wanted to say that, you know, in general, I've been on social media promoting the new programming and the news, the Rebel Alliance news, and I'm getting a lot of contacts that are excited about the changes. And, you know, something that I didn't really expect is I've been doing a lot of driving in the last few weeks. And, you know, as much as we say that people can get things on podcasts, like for instance, The Gray Zone, such a great addition. And, but because I'm doing so much driving, you know, this is really how I'm getting my news again. Instead of the time at home, because I'm exhausted, I don't really have time to look things up and listen to podcasts and all that kind of stuff. And that's where this radio station is so important, is that people are getting their news while they're driving. So, and I like the diversity of the news. So anyway, thank you, Michael. And hopefully it will continue to grow.
Thank you, Janine. So now comes Eric, and then we have, actually, I would like Bella to speak because she is a member of the public, even though she is not on the board now. So after Eric, we'll have Bella, Andrew. So far, that's it. Okay, so go ahead, Eric.
So I just want to rejoin Harvey's disparagement of the current bylaws. You know, they have served us well in the episode involving the attempted closure of the New York station back in 2019. Arthur was instrumental in reversing that in court. And one of his central points was that the IED at the time had acted without the consent of the PNB. And that was pivotal in saving WBAI as we've known it forever. And stopping it from becoming a repeater station. So I think we have to lay off this disparagement. I call the attitude of some people toward the current bylaws, which were very carefully composed to protect the interests of both the staff and the listeners, in a very nice balance. And, you know, at the Rodney Dangerfield of nonprofit organization bylaws, they get no respect. But they merit respect. And after the court throws out rules in its favor in the upcoming ruling on December 23rd, I'm hopeful that all concerned will gather to make Pacifica the best it can possibly be under the current bylaws. If people want to mend the bylaws instead of ending them, that's a whole different discussion. But that's not what's been proposed in I think, to Pacifica's great detriment twice now in the last 3 years. So hopefully that won't happen again. Thank you.
Thank you, Eric. So we're starting with Bella, then comes Andrew, then John Markowitz, and then Jose Benavides. Bella, go ahead.
Thank you, Zeri. Thank you, everybody. I feel very strange being on this other side now. Supposedly the PMB suspending me with a future appeal or trial date for the 15th of January, which of course is absurd. I find the high level of hypocrisy by New Day board members and PMB members all across the network. It is so high. It is so blatant. The conflict of interest is mind-boggling. It's unbelievable. I feel that we are taking a very strong stance today. I also want to point out to everyone that they keep saying that there was no money to have an election this year. But guess what? KPFA has been hiding money and using funds arbitrarily as they wish. There is no functional finance committee. And so even the LSB majority does not know what goes on at the station. And they had over $305,000 in one of their bank accounts to give it to Verniel, this former individual, on his lawsuit for defamation. So I want you to consider all the actions by this PMB that have been completely adverse to the goodwill of the foundation. And when I say goodwill, I mean the membership and the listenership that truly support the foundation and have now a KPFK 63 years. And yesterday we held an outreach event, and it was, it could have been better had the internet not been crippled for 2 weeks. I find that to be very auspicious.
Excuse me, your time has expired. And thank Ziri, you. I have to leave the meeting.
Thank you.
And that was auspicious. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Michael Heiss, for your timekeeping. I will have to keep time myself now. I just want to get through a few more of these calls. Are there any objections to prolong for 20 minutes? Please. Hearing none, I would like to prolong for 20 minutes. So, because we're never going to get through this. So next is Andrew, please. And then comes John Markowitz, Jose Benavides.
Point of order, extending takes a two-thirds vote.
There were no objections.
There were no objections. Okay, so can you... Andrew is next, then John Markowitz, Jose Benavides, and Ralph Hawkins. Go ahead, Andrew.
Yes, thank you, Ziri. Andrew Weiss here. First of all, Michael Novick, IGM, will they be the regular report to the listener for the month of December? So when, and I hope so, as in every month. Now, I'd like to say, since this is for the interim general manager discussion, I fully support the news program, and I thank Michael for allowing Ziri to produce our new news program, which I think is excellent, and the support you're giving to this news program. Please continue. I also want to say, I think we don't really appreciate, we may not be appreciating the incredible work Michael Novick is doing for our station, both previously as chairperson of the LSB, and now he's upped it a notch as IGM. Incredible what you're doing. All praises to you, Michael. The work you're doing, your dedication, putting the station above everything else, which we all should be doing. This great station, this great network, and most importantly, you're including yourself with all others, all committees, including the listeners, collaboration. I think that's the most important thing we can do for our station. So thank you, Michael Novick.
Thank you.
Please continue.
Thank you very much. Let's give a big hand for Michael. Bravo, Michael. Thank you. So now comes John Markowitz, then Jose Benavides, Ralph Hawkins. Go ahead.
Thank you, Jonathan Markowitz. Yes, regarding the situation with the withdrawal of $305,000 to satisfy the judgment in favor of John Vernille's defamation case, this came out of an account that was apparently not known existed, and I would like to understand. I would like people to consider that Arthur Pacifica's counsel, Arthur Schwartz, should have prevented such an action. But whether or not our counsel understood that this money was sitting there, actually hidden. There's still not been any information as to who created this account, what revenues were in this account. And so tantamount, the withdrawal of this money pretty much fulfills what I see as extortion by John Vernille and by those who allowed this whole process to go. I certainly appreciate this council's reversal of the WBA lockout initiated by Vernille on behalf of many on the national board. So this calls into question Arthur's judgment about the entire situation we're in this situation. And I reiterate his interpretation of the conundrums of this legal situation we're in are not correct, and I believe fraudulent. Thank you.
Thank you, Jonathan. Jose Benavides, go ahead.
I just want to thank Michael Novick also for, I'm not sure who's helping behind the social media, but it's a big change now. It looks so much better now as far as Instagram goes. It's a lot more creative posts ever since the control was removed, or whoever was in control of that is finally let go. You could totally see it now, and it looks a lot better. And congratulations for that. And you got to keep going, because, you know, there's other things. There's like YouTube and Twitter and all that other stuff that we also got to get on board. Another comment, too, is I really hope, I think I already spoke to you about this before, Michael Novick, that the sound is still is very bad at KPFK. Every now and then when I tune in, I'll hear like long pauses during transitions. I'll hear like a total chaos inside Master Control. And that's a turnoff for people that want to support the station. I mean, it really frustrates me when I tune in and I have to hear like a show that stops and plays again, a pre-recorded show. And I think I've already discussed that, you know, something needs to be done about that. It's not just a slap in the wrist. This is not just something that's happening like randomly. It happens all the time now, persistently, all over the block and all over the programming. And I don't, and you know, normally in a normal work environment, you give people 3 write-ups and then they're gone. I don't know what's the problem here. There's no excuse for the terrible sound that I keep hearing on different shows. And this is all across the board.
Thank you, Jose. Do you want to say anything about this, Michael?
Well, as I said, please cite chapter and verse. Send me information on particular times, particular things have occurred. I've tried to be on top of it, but there's no way for me to listen to 24/7 what's on the airwaves. So, because I have a lot of other things I'm trying to do. I am trying to set up working groups on all these areas. And as I said, I'm interested in making some interim appointments of unpaid managers in different areas, including business management and program director. And so if people are interested in any of those things, please get in touch with me. And we're setting up a working group on social media and multimedia production. But if we need to have, I have been working with Mark Maxwell. He has put through a couple of rounds of board op training. And if other people are interested, we do need more board operators than we currently have. We can't afford to pay. So we're looking for volunteers for many, many things, and, you know, to improve the quality. There is a problem with the sound, as I said, because of the power supplies at the transmitter. We're actually not always able to broadcast at full power, and it's somewhat degraded the signal, so it might be. That's part of the problem. But if there are problems in terms of you know, the board operations, then
thank you very much. Ralph Hawkins, and then Kim, please, and then there's also Beth, because this is the public session, so Beth, you come after Kim. Okay, so Ralph, go ahead.
Thank you. There's so much history to digest here to try to figure out what's been done in the past that we could do differently now. I feel kind of like the blind man in a room trying to figure out where the head of the elephant is, right? So I think what I'm getting is the PNB is the proximate cause of this maelstrom that we're in now. And there might not be so much animus towards them if they were more transparent about what their plans for us are. Because if we sell our real property and have to relocate, that's not a programming problem, that's an engineering problem. And if we don't have a budget to make that happen and we falter somehow, the FCC could take our license and then we get nothing. So, I think that's the problem. We don't. If the building is sold and those monies are in the hands of the PNB, who knows if we're going to get a, you know, competent transition. They could screw it all up for us. So I think that's where all these emotions are coming into play and so forth. Thank you.
Thank you, Rolf. Kim, it's up to you. You go ahead.
I just want to correct the record. This $300,000 from KPFA was not hidden. It's not secret. It was known. It was in a reserve account that was well known. And it was a part of a, I believe, it was part of a grant that I believe was for training. So, you know, all these paranoid fantasies that this is some secret money is false. And also, budgets are being made for a new location for KPFK. It will not
Madam
be done.
Chair, point of order.
I am in the middle of speaking, and I can speak on what I want.
Has been no point of order
as to what I'm saying.
Sorry,
point of order.
Please stop.
Janine, what's your point of order?
I'm not sure why Kim is in a position to be speaking on this matter right now to the body.
Because I'm knowledgeable about it, Janine. Yes, I am knowledgeable about it. Please let
you
me
have 15 more seconds, Kim. Go ahead.
Would you allow Kim to speak without being interrupted and
Madam Chair,
her time? Just restore her time and stop.
Madam Chair,
restored her time. Excuse me. So, yes.
Madam Chair, I ask that I get a chance to speak as well then if Kim's going to be speaking on this matter. She's not a board.
Just reclaim your time, Ms. Kim, and go back and just finish your statement.
Okay, we're in the public section right now. So, Kim, just you have 15 more seconds. I took the time that Janine took out of you back. So go ahead.
Allow her to reclaim her time, please.
Yep, I'm doing that. Go ahead, Kim.
I don't have much more to say other than KPFT's
what
building.
Foundation issued the grant?
Oh, listen.
Seem to have all the answers. Why don't you answer that question?
Hey, get control of this, Ziri. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, can somebody mute this person? I don't know who this is. I'm sorry. I don't have the Zoom control.
Jonathan, he was muted. Please proceed.
So, Kim, you still have 5 seconds. What do you want to say?
Oh, now I have 5 seconds.
I used this spoke for 10, yeah.
No, I did not speak for 10. I was interrupted, Ziri. We understand your unfairness here as chair. We understand that. And I will just say that KPFT's building was sold. It was relocated to a new building, and it is working better than all of the other stations now. And other imaginations that KPFK is not going to be relocated safely and to probably be better situated is false. And I wish it'd stop making these assertions to the public.
Thank you. Okay, so Jim Dingeman, your hand is up. Go ahead. We have 90 seconds.
Yeah, I just wanted to correct something. The money that was allocated for training was separate from the money that was raided. And so the money that the balance of that fund was given several years before COVID. And so my understanding of the money from San Francisco, this was a foundation that gave money for training. That was not touched or has been expended. Others can correct me on this. The money that was in that account, though, was money that had taxes to pay for the station, to pay for their taxes to the state, et cetera. And there was a lot of other money that was in there. It was used to help balance out the payroll for the whole system. And so its disruption is something that has hurt everybody. 10 people are getting laid off. I don't think anyone's mentioned that, have they? 10 people are losing their jobs because of this. So this is a serious hit that occurred that could have been prevented if Mr. Verniel had not entered the door to start with.
Okay. Thank you, Jim. So we're completed now with the public section. So we wanted to have the excused absence policy discussion. In the moment, originally we had allocated 15 minutes, but we only have 10 more minutes now. So this was a report from John, the secretary, about excused absence policies. John, do you want to give us your report?
Yes, Madam
Chair.
Point
of information. I have a question.
What's your point of information?
My question is that I now see that the attorney for Pacifica has his hand raised, and I wonder whether you're going to, at what point you will recognize him to speak.
That's well, he kind of already before, without being recognized, just started talking, and I didn't appreciate that. So it means that he doesn't respect when we say this time is up.
Oh, for God.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but this is why I would like to move on with our agenda. We can't even get through our agenda. So can you please, John, go over what you said about the excused absence policies?
Yes. When I've served as secretary of this body before, and on several occasions, I went through the minutes to find when the board had articulated excused absence policy. So in the agenda that you were sent, the agenda that you have now, if you go down to the appendix, you can see my report, which is just a collection of passages from minutes where the board talked about it. I've also included a motion passed by the Interim Program Council, which discussed principles of excused absences, although this is not binding. This was never voted on. It never became LSV policy, but it's something that I believe the IGM and other people spent some time on. So this information is just allow you to know what's currently passed by the board over the years as a basis to start a discussion. So it's just information, and people have been wanting to, at previous meetings, people said we need to discuss this. If you want to discuss it now, you can, or it's entirely up to the body. But the information is in your agenda. Scroll down to the appendix.
Okay. Thank you. So since we're in the interest of time and we only have a short time and we might have to prolong one more time, it would be great to get at least the director's reports out, since we spent so much time in the beginning with this. Are there any objections to postponing the discussion about the excused absence to next time? Hearing none, I would say we postpone those to next time. And then we're going on to the PNB. Oh, wait, the 2023 meeting schedule, first of all. So this is something, since I've never done this before, I don't know exactly. So do we have to make appointments for every meeting ahead of time, or how does it work, John?
Madam Chair, it's been done different ways. It is possible for the board to pass a complete calendar of meetings. That's also, I've gone through, and also in your the appendix of your agenda, I have a proposed meeting schedule. It's the same schedule that we have now. It's all Sundays. The December meeting is not scheduled because usually we schedule the meeting when we know that the election results will be announced. It's no point to have a December meeting before the election. It makes sense. The new seating happens at the December meeting. So you want that to happen after the election is concluded. And when elections conclude varies from year to year, so it makes no sense. So it's also practice to just leave the December meeting unscheduled. But the advantage is, if you vote on this calendar or a version of it, myself or the IGM can schedule the entire year's meetings ahead of time so people know when they are, so we don't have to wonder when the next meeting are. So it's entirely up to the board whether to schedule ahead of time using these meeting dates.
Yeah.
Or doing something else. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, John, for all your work. So in the interest of time today, can we schedule a meeting at least for January? And we might have to have an emergency meeting anyway in regards to what's going on B and the whole situation there. So this might be something that's happening in December still. But I think we should make at least one appointment for January. Are there any objections to that?
And tell them the date, Madam Chair.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean,
I object to the fact that
you object.
I object, and I guess Harvey did too.
I object. I want to hear what the attorney Schwartz has to say before we schedule any more meetings.
Yeah. So, okay, we will have an emergency meeting in December to address exactly these kind of things. And so I would say then, if there's objections, I don't know if I can still make an appointment for January or if it's just a waste of time.
I'm objecting.
Well, Madam Chair, you can. Well, someone can move. Madam Chair, someone can move to a schedule a meeting. Any board member can move to schedule a meeting if they want, and if no one does, no one does.
Can move to schedule a meeting for January.
I move.
No. Okay, so Marisol moved.
for a meeting in January.
Okay, is there anybody to second this?
Second.
Thank you.
By Ralph.
Okay, so that's just...
I'm objecting.
Well, we heard your objection. So we just make an appointment so that this is no big problem. It can still be changed if there's any big issue, you know. So I would say, is it okay to continue with the Sunday 10 a.m. schedule for all of you? Are there any objections to that?
Okay.
Beth seeks the floor.
I'm sorry?
Beth seeks recognition.
Okay. Are you going to say something about the date?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead.
I object to scheduling regular meetings on an ad hoc basis because it leads to chaos. If we don't reserve our time through the rest of the year, other people will lay claim to that time and we'll get bumped around the calendar. You lose people at meetings. It gets really confusing. So we should deal with this in a more organized manner.
Yes, I would like to just have one at least set up for January, because who knows how you're going to holidays and stuff. So at least you know when we're back. And from that day on, we allocate enough time that we can maybe like schedule it out for the whole year. So if you look at to the next year, Sunday, let's see.
I have all the Sunday dates, Madam Chair.
Yeah, what's the next Sunday date in January that you suggest there?
Well, the third Sunday is Sunday, January 15th.
Okay, does anybody object to January 15th? Okay, so let's do...
I object. I want to hear from Arthur Schwartz.
Well, I understand that that's what you want, but that's not what we're going to do. You're one person out of this whole group. So let's...
I think he's left the call, Harvey. I don't see him anymore.
I second his objection.
Okay. Can we please do the 15th and just put it in for Sunday at 10 a.m. for the 15th? And then we'll see what happens in the meantime for this date. And so this was now point number 8. Now comes the reports. Now we're 2 minutes away. Are they objecting to prolonging this meeting for another 20 minutes?
Yes, I object.
Okay.
I object.
Christina.
Christina, okay. And Harvey, so we have to take a vote then on this, I guess. So if you vote yes, you are in favor for 20 more minutes to prolong. If you vote no, you are against the prolongation. Okay, so
it takes 2/3 to extend.
Well, I guess that's what we have to do. Otherwise, we're not going to finish this. So, John, can you call the roll, please?
Grace Aaron.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you. Christina Avalos.
No.
Jose Benavides.
What?
Jose Benavides, are you muted? I'll come back. Fred Blair.
Yes, but I thought we voted already to adjourn at 2:30.
No, we
voted for an extension.
And then we voted for a 20-minute extension, which is now almost up. And so I'm asking for another 20-minute extension. So how do you vote, Fred?
I said yes.
Thank you.
Marisol Cruz.
Yes.
George Funmaker.
No.
Ralph Hawkins.
Yes.
Michael Heiss, I assume that you left the meeting.
Yeah, he said he leaves at 1.
Eric C. Jacobson.
Yes.
Avelia Jones.
Oh, my God.
I'll come back. Oye, Yippo. I assume he's absent. No response. Myla Reason.
So no.
Okay, who's that speaking?
That's Avelia's husband, I believe.
I need to hear Avelia Jones.
No.
Okay, we don't have proxy voting.
John, sorry, I have me present. So I vote yes.
Thank you.
Is that Mr. Oyeyipo?
Yes, that's me.
Thank you very much. You voted yes? Thank you. Okay, Myla Reason?
A pass.
Paul Roberson?
I vote yes.
Jeanine Roan? I'm sorry, I barely heard that. Could you repeat that? I seriously can't. I couldn't tell if that was pass or yes. It was really clipped.
Yes.
Oh, thank you. Ruth H. Strauss.
Can you just, I need a point of information. What business is it that we are going to extend for?
PNB Director's Reports and Discussion.
Abstain.
Oscar Ulloa.
Yes.
Polina Vasiliev.
Yes.
Elizabeth Von Gunten.
Abstain.
Oscar Ulloa.
Yes.
Harvey Wasserman.
No.
Carlos Zavala.
Abstain.
All right. Jose Benavides, how do you vote?
Can you please mute this beep?
All right. A last call for Jose Benavides. How do you vote on the 20-minute extension of time? All right. Avelia Jones, how do you vote? Okay, no vote recorded. Madam Chair, how do you vote?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, the yeses are...
Excuse me, I passed.
I apologize. How do you vote, Ms. Reason?
I'll vote no.
Okay. And... Okay, the yeses are... The yeses are 12. The noes are.
Wow, I didn't count 12.
I counted 12.
The noes are 4, and there are 3 abstentions.
I counted 11.
May I ask the secretary please to read the roster with the votes? Thanks.
Okay, Grace Aaron, yes. Christina Avalos, no. Jose Benavides, no vote recorded. Fred Blair, yes. Marisol Cruz, yes. George Funmaker, no. Ralph Hawkins, yes. Michael Heiss, not present. Eric C. Jacobson, yes. Avelia Jones, no vote recorded. Oye Oyeyipo, yes. Myla Reason, no. Lawrence Reyes, not present. Ziri Rideau, the chair, yes. Paul Roberson, yes. Jeanine Roan, yes. Ruth H. Strauss, abstain. Oscar Ulloa, yes. Polina Vasiliev, yes. Elizabeth Von Gunten, abstain. Oscar Ulloa, yes. Harvey Wasserman, no. Carlos Zavala, abstain.
Count Carl Oscar twice.
Yeah.
Oh, crap. Okay. That was my mistake.
I have 12 yes and 5 no.
That would be 11 yes. That would be 11 yes, madam. And let's...
Any abstentions?
There were 3 abstentions.
So even if we...
That would count toward the total. No.
No, they don't... abstentions don't count toward the...
they don't count toward the yes vote, which is necessary to get 2/3 in the vote.
Is it 2/3 of voting or 2/3 of the entire board of all present?
The parliamentarian present. Can speak.
Where is Mr. Tatum? Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. It is 2/3 of those present and voting. Extensions don't count on either side.
Okay.
Then I changed my vote to a no.
Okay.
So that means the yeses are 11 and the noes are 5. Correct?
That's what I have.
So that's...
I'd like to change my vote to a no as well.
Who's that speaking?
Carlos Zavala.
Okay. Change from abstain to no. That means the no's are now 6 and 11 is not twice of 6.
Okay, so that means the vote failed and we're not going to have the director's report nor the committee report and discussion. I'm very sad about this because I feel this is important. We are doing the work of the listeners and we should make ourselves available to do this work. And so,
Madam Chair,
you cannot be recognized. We're going to adjourn the meeting now since we are over the allowed time. And so there's nothing we can do.
I move to adjourn.
Point of information. I'd like to know whether John Crenshaw is considered a voting member in regards to the election because he was not present during this meeting when the seating took place.
Madam Chair, if I may.
John
Crenshaw declined the invitation to join the board, so he won't be voting.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. So that means since we are out of time, what? Who's talking?
A point of information. Who is John's replacement?
The next is Rodrigo Argueta. He has to be invited. He hasn't been invited yet, so he's not on the board. We have to invite him.
We just didn't want to.
Yeah. Okay. So we will have to do that for next time. We will have to make one emergency meeting anyway in this.
No. Madam Chair, Mr. Argueta can join the committee between meetings. If he accepts the invitation, he's on the board.
Yes, I know. But okay. December anyway. What's up, Michael?
Well, did the board schedule a meeting to tally your votes and verify them?
Yeah, so that's something we still should do today. So you, I think Terry Goodman will send out together with John all the tallies, right? And then by what's the cutoff time? When are we going to have the results?
That's up to the chair of tellers, and he I don't believe he's reported on what his I believe he's on the call.
Point of information. Sorry, yeah, I'm not getting the answer to my question.
I answered about John Crenshaw.
No, if Rodrigo, it sounds like Rodrigo would be included in the election because he's seated outside of a meeting, and that's not my understanding. I thought somebody needed to be seated during a meeting order to be.
No, that's incorrect. If you look at the bylaws, the replacement mechanism, that far as my interpretation is, replacement is automatic. And this concept of seating is discussed, but I don't think it's, no, you don't have to be.
Can we ask the parliamentarian that's here?
Mr. Tatum, are you still available?
Yes, I am. I'm siding with John Gary on this one.
Okay. Thank you. So can we have now, since we need to hear from Terry Goodman, when he will have the results. Terry, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
The voting deadline will be Friday at midnight. And so I will have results on Saturday.
Okay. So that means, should we make a tentative meeting for Sunday?
Christmas Day?
Christmas. Oh, no, definitely not. Oh, my God.
It'll be up to the board, Madam Chair.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I don't know if we want to schedule anything on Christmas. Not the
20th. It could be if we want to stick to Sunday, it could be 2 weeks from today, but it's up to the board. Yeah. It's up for, you know, if someone wants
and
to
that
move.
Would be New Year's.
That's right.
This is horrible.
And since Schwartz already told us that everything is sort of inconsequential here anyway.
Well, this is his interpretation. There are others who...
That's right. I'm just...
This is Janine. Can I be recognized?
Yes. Let's keep it short.
I'd like to propose move for the 8th.
The 8th of January?
January, yes.
Yeah, well, that's a long time out. I wonder if there's anything we can do.
Madam Chair, if I can comment, that's been a history, is for it to be the first available Sunday in January in the past.
Okay, so let's tentatively say because we have now written a January meeting for the 15th so far, and this would be then another meeting before that. So if it's the 8th, then we should just move the 15th to the 8th and just have this one meeting, I would assume. Are there any objections to that we do the meeting in January on Sunday, the 8th at 10 a.m., where also the results will be recognized? And by then we have had our conversation with the PNB and all the lawyers and all the stuff. Are there any objections to that? Okay, hearing none. So John, please put that in the record. And thank you very much. And so that means, unfortunately, this is the first board meeting I ever chair where we're not going to finish everything. That's very sad. But we had asked to adjourn the meeting before. Beth, what do you want to say?
I want to be sure that because we didn't get to the director's reports, I did provide mine to all the board members and to the secretary. I want to be sure that my report is included in the minutes. And any other reports from other directors, likewise, please. Thank you.
This is Michael Novick. Rodrigo Argueta is on the call, if people want to address him.
Who's on the call? Excuse me.
Rodrigo.
Rodrigo Argueta was mentioned as the next available runner-up in the for the
Rodrigo,
staff.
Can you hear us? Can you unmute? Can you hear us?
He's unmuted, Rodrigo.
The stream is cut. In any case, the meeting is adjourned.
Okay, so we have if we adjourned the meeting, then there's no point having this conversation now with Rodrigo. We will approach him and ask if he accepts, and then we'll seat him in between the meetings.